This teaching comes to you from the team at Anchor Church Sydney. We hope you're blessed by it. For more teachings, resources, or info, check out our website, www.anchorchurch.com.au.
Hi, everyone. I've been coming to Anchor for nearly 3 years now. I can't believe it that it's nearly been 3 years. And we actually came because Brad was preaching and we were coming to meet some friends who were coming to listen to Brad preach. And we were going to meet them for lunch afterwards, and we just said, oh, we'll come as well and listen to Brad preach, and then we'll go and have lunch with you. So we're here partly because we came to listen to you preach, and we haven't left. And Chris and I are part of the Erskineville Gospel Community. Where are they? The Erskineville Gospel Community.
Great, Terry. And can you tell us who's in your family? And also just some of your memories of being a mum and your children and just the joy of motherhood from your experiences.
Thanks, Brad. So who's in my family? So I've got my husband, Chris, who's here with me today. I've got three grown-up children, Steph, who's 31, Alex, who's 28, that's our son, and our daughter, Tamara, is 26. And they've all got little children, and so we've got seven grandchildren and another one coming later in the year. So it's a pretty big family. And Chris and I are both part of fairly large families ourselves.
And tell us your memories of being a mum.
Okay, I had to think. There's so many memories and lots of good things, lots of bad things. And Brad did ask about what joyous memories I had, and I was thinking, joyous memories. I had to think hard. But when each of them were born were particularly joyous occasions. Our daughter Steph, when she was born, Chris's mum and dad had four boys, and we didn't know whether we were having a boy or a girl. And when she was born and it was a girl, I can remember Chris's mum coming bounding into the hospital looking, she just looked like an angel. She was so happy that there was finally a girl in the family. And then we were really happy when we had our little son, Alex. And equally as happy when we had our next daughter, Tamara. We didn't know, back in those days the scans weren't very good, so we didn't know what we were having, and we were excited every time, you know, with whatever we got. We were happy. They were all healthy children, so we were very thankful for that. Another joyous time that I was thinking about is Chris and I took the kids on a trip around Australia when they were about seven. I think they were about 7, 8 and 10 or 11 years old, and we just decided that we didn't get very much family time all together. Chris has worked in the city. We lived up in the Blue Mountains, and Chris has worked in the city for his whole working life, and so he was away from us for quite a long time each day, and we didn't really get a lot of really good quality family time. Of course, we did get time together on the weekends, which we did enjoy, but we had this trip around Australia for 3 months where Chris decided to take his long service leave, and we started thinking about it about 2 years before we actually did it. So we put things into place where we didn't make too many commitments for this particular time. We bought an old caravan. We started searching for this caravan. Bought a caravan, and we were due to upgrade our car, so we went the four-wheel drive option. And we went on this trip for 3 months, and that was just a really joyous, special time for our family where we had no TV. I don't think we even had a radio. There were mobile phones back then weren't used very much. We just got it out. Chris had one for work, and we just got it out on Sunday nights with his little laptop, sent a quick message to our parents to let them know where we were and what we're up to and that we're all okay. but that was the only communication we really had with our extended family. And our kids also, our oldest daughter at first didn't want to go because she said, I'm going to miss home and away and I'll miss my friends. So we promised her that once a week she would be allowed to just call her friends. But it wasn't long into that trip before they all just really enjoyed the experience. We had funny times around the meal table where we just talked about funny stories or things we'd seen on TV or funny things that Nana did. And that was our entertainment. And I just remember that as being a really joyous time for our family, and a time that it gave us a bit of rest and just got to enjoy each other on a different level.
It's beautiful being able to look back on family holidays, and great for Chris to be able to, you know, take that time off work to spend that intense time together as a family. And you alluded before, you know, trying to think of joyous memories. That was scratching your head, bit of a challenge. What were some of the challenges of motherhood for you?
I think in the early days, the challenges were things more like tiredness, being with little children just all day, every day on your own. I do remember Chris would sometimes call me before he left work at about, you know, 5:30 or something and say, how's your day been? And I don't think he always liked what he heard, and he was probably a bit scared to come home because my day, I think even if I'd had quite a good day, by about 5 o'clock, the day had gone downhill and it wasn't so good. So I think you just start to get everyone gets a bit tired, kids get a bit crankier. So even the good days turned into bad days by about 5:30. So I was always quite desperate for him to get home and come and relieve or help me. I do think of, besides just being very tired, I think as a mum, of little children, you do feel as though you lose a bit of yourself. And I think it's even having that little bit of space to think and to not have somebody asking you questions every few minutes or asking you to do something or feeling like you should be doing something. So that was quite a challenge, but I had lots of good times in those times as well. And I look back on them now and think I probably should have enjoyed it more than I did, and I put quite a lot of expectations on myself as to what I should do, rather than, it wasn't always the kids putting those expectations on me or anyone else, it was just myself. So I probably should have, enjoyed that time a little bit more. I used to enjoy running play groups, and I taught scripture when my kids were at school, so I did enjoy those times. I was just thinking of one other time when my son Alex, he was a bit of a mischievous toddler. We were at a friend's place, and we were there because I think Chris had to meet with our friend. He was the treasurer at the time at church, and he just had to meet with this friend for about half an hour. So I was just with the kids trying to occupy them while they were having this meeting. And I was pregnant already with my third child and feeling a bit weary. Alex had gone off to one of the kids' bedrooms to play, and then he started bringing out a few things that I thought, oh, we shouldn't be playing with that. So I went back to, you know, put them back. Then I came and sat back on the lounge. And then the next thing, he came out and he had talcum powder all over him from head to toe. And I'm thinking, oh no, what's he done? And I went up to the bedroom, and the entire bedroom was covered in talcum powder, including the bed. And he'd gone to town with this talcum powder. I was feeling very frustrated, tired. I'm trying to clean it all up. I got him out into the entry, and then he weed on their floor. And I do remember that day feeling, I was already pregnant with number three and thinking, what have I done? I can't even manage to. So that was, they were some of the little types of frustrations, but for me, one of the hardest thing that we had to deal with was when our oldest daughter, Steph, who was doing her HSC, and she was 17, was pregnant. And she didn't tell us herself. Her boyfriend's mum actually said, "I want to meet with you." And I kind of thought, I wonder what this is about, you know, what's happening. And she was the one that broke the news and told me that our daughter Steph was pregnant. And I think as a mum of a teenage daughter, when they're going out, you know, part-time jobs, she was a very vibrant girl, very capable, very smart, quite good at school. We had a lot of hopes for her, and we just kind of thought she's just about that age where she's really is free to go out and make her own place in the world, that it was pretty devastating news for us to hear. And I'm still not quite sure. I don't almost want to think about that time of how it made us feel. And I wasn't even considering how she was feeling as much at the time. There was a little bit of pressure from her boyfriend's mum that they were too young to deal with this and that she should do something about it. And I just kind of thought, that's not my decision to make. And anyway, our daughter, Steph, decided that she really wasn't going to do anything about it and that she was going to keep this baby. She did manage to finish her HSC and then in the February gave birth to her little son, whose name's Angelo, named after his Greek grandfather. She was incredibly brave and capable, but as a mum, I was absolutely devastated. And I felt as though I had to support her in the best way I could, which we did. And Chris and I both said to her that, you know, we would support any and love any child that came into our family. And we did love that child very much, and we still love him. He's a beautiful 13-year-old boy now. But I continued to beat myself up as a mother that I must have done something wrong, or I mustn't have done everything that I should have done to protect her and get her to this age of 18, where that's what most parents, I think you want to get your kids safely to 18 and through all their studies. And I really struggled, I think, myself with just beating myself up and feeling really down. I taught scripture at school, and I was the coordinator for three different schools for scripture, and I thought, how can I do this when I can't even keep my own kids safe and or do the right thing by them? Or my own children can't do the right thing, what I thought was the right thing. There was something I wanted to say about that in particular. Yeah, it was just a really, really hard time. And I think to other parents who were alongside this journey with us, they thought we were just doing a really great job in supporting our daughter and were often, you know, very complimentary, but they didn't realise just how much it was eating me up inside. And I was sort of thinking about it the other day that I thought, for even 5 years ago, I don't think I could have even got up and talked about that without just really breaking down, because I still felt very fragile inside. But I think in the last maybe 5 years, it's given me a little bit more insight of what it's like for God when we walk away from Him and when we don't do the right thing, or we try and put on a brave face, but we don't trust Him completely, and just how much He hurts for us. I mean, I was hurting as a mother for what my child had done, even though she was doing a great job. In our society, it's just not quite what most parents hope for their teenage children. And I think that it just gave me more of an insight in how much hurt we cause God as well, just by what we do. And but yet how he continues to love us so much regardless of what we've done, who we are. And I think that started to bring a little bit more healing for me personally, that, you know, I turn away from God. I don't do what he wants me to do, and yet he still loves me so much. And yet it also must hurt him to see the times that I don't lean on him, or that I don't trust him as much as I should. Yeah, so that was a very painful time for us, for Chris and I, but me personally as a mother. But yet, those things that brought me great heartache are what today bring me great joy, my children's children. And I remember that I prayed to God when my daughter was a teenager, that, you know, part of my prayers were, please protect her, please look after her. And then I felt like I was a bit angry with God when she was pregnant, to think, how did this happen? Why did you let this happen? You know, of all the kids who might be mucking up and playing around, why did this have to happen to my daughter? But yet, when I look back at it now, I think maybe that was God's way of protecting my daughter. She might have been the one who might have gone off partying and might have gone a little bit wild and crazy in her early 20s. And having a baby when she was 18 years old, she had to grow up very quickly. She had to be very responsible, and she was. And I look back now and I think maybe that was the answer to my prayer, and that God did protect her. And it's easier to see that when you look back. Yeah.
Thank you so much for sharing so honestly and vulnerably with us, Terry. If you could go back in time and talk to yourself in the kind of chaos of sleepless nights and all the frustrations of talcum powder and weeing on the floor and teenage pregnancies and everything that seems to go wrong, all the things that make parenting really hard, what would you say to yourself?
What I would say to myself now is just to be as kind to myself as I want to be to other people, because I think we all know that we want to be treated kindly and we want to treat others kindly, and yet I didn't do that very much to myself. So I would say be kind to yourself, and be gentle on yourself. Take one day at a time and trust that God does have a plan, and you don't always see the answers to your prayers straight away, but we can know that we can trust God, and that he is faithful, and we can just rest in him. I did have one other little thing I wanted to say as well. I think, don't forget to ask for help. I think my own pride got in the way quite a bit when my kids were little, and that I was quite proud that I could mostly do things myself, and I didn't ask for help enough. So I would just say, you know, ask for help when you need it and accept it graciously when it is offered. Yeah.
Thank you so much for sharing your story. I'd love to pray for you and for our mums as well. Let's pray. Father, thank you for Terry and for Chris and for their family. Thank you for how you've shown your grace and kindness to them through all the hardships of parenting and children and things going wrong. We know that it's so easy to beat ourselves up and feel like we're not doing a good enough job as parents. It's easy to lose ourselves in parenting and forget about you, but we thank you that your love is like a mother hen that comes and gathers its your lost chicks under her wings, and that you long to gather us close to you, and you've sent your son Jesus to gather Terry close and to gather us close and her children close, and that your grace covers all of our frustrations and difficulties and the sin that grieves your heart. And we thank you that Terry knows this. She's experienced your love and she's found herself in you. And we just want to thank you for her story. Thank you for how you're continuing to shape her, and how the gospel is continuing to speak into these experiences that have shaped her life as a mum. And we ask that, yeah, she would continue to believe the truth of the gospel, that she is a precious daughter of yours through your grace, and she's deeply loved, deeply accepted, and not because of how good she's done as a mum, but because of your grace and mercy. So we thank you for her, and we thank you for the mums present in this room and just the heroic job that they do raising the children here at Anchor Family, alongside the dads as well. We thank you that your grace is sufficient for us through all of our weaknesses and struggles. We know that parenting is a challenge, a joyous challenge, especially with sleepless nights and all the difficulties that come along with that. So we just commit our mums into your hand and ask that you would strengthen them and bless them, and that they wouldn't lose themselves in their kids, but that they would find themselves in Jesus and find real purpose in being a mum. So we just want to commit ourselves into your hand, commit Terry to you and our mums to you, and ask that you'd bless us in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. Thank Terry for sharing her story.